my fabric. No escaping this. If you want it, you can have it. The wages of sin is death when you cash in. Turn away and repent. The next, it is baptism. In the name of Jesus, to X out your past sins. Watch the Holy Ghost fall like it did in Acts 10. After starting all things that we do, Pastor taught us be great, take a broom. After all the weekend, when we lose, now imagine all in His name we can do. Pull down strongholds, put your foot down, it goes. It don't bother me, I know that God with me, and I don't look down at the flow. No, after starting all things that we do, Pastor taught us be great, take a broom. After all the weekend, when we lose, now imagine all in His name we can do. Pull down strongholds, put your foot down, it goes. It don't bother me, I know that God with me, and I don't look down at the flow. No, after starting all things that we do, Pastor taught us be great, take a broom. After all the weekend, when we lose, now imagine all in His name we can do. Pull down strongholds, put your foot down, it goes. It don't bother me, I know that God with me, and I don't look down at the flow. Groups on the other side of them trees.
Biden's giving this neighborhood $25 million.
Ah!
Oh! Whoa, $25 million.
Wow, what the hell? Are you serious? Right.
USA, USA.
What do you think it should be spent on?
The schools, the parks.
The illegal immigration problem.
Fresh fruits, vegetables.
This is life.
That elevator over there, broken. These houses, dirty.
Recreation for the kids to get out the street.
Well, sorry. He's spending it all so you could charge your electric scooter.
Get the f*** out of here, Joe.
What? I don't like that. That's ghetto.
What?
He's spending it on chargers? Man, they need to charge his brain.
They had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
Biden says once he installs these chargers for electric scooters, there will be less racism.
How does that equal less racism?
Come on, you're kidding me. There's no racism here.
There's actually more racist that he's doing this because it's really not helping the community.
I don't see the correlation, but I also don't see the correlation between Joe Biden and being president. I don't know who put that motherfucker in office, but it wasn't me.
So you don't like him? Yeah.
Watch it. Watch it now. Boy, boy, boy. All around the nation, all around the world, they trying to figure out how in the world this joker get in office. And I can tell you how. In his way of saying it, it's the deep state. It's the deep state. We've been trying to tell you that for the longest. This joker got us. He got us on the fast boat, the fast track to nowhere. Man, I tell you, we're going to get into a few things tonight. We're going to cover just this report out there about there being more slaves in the world now than there ever been in history. It's baffling. We're going to cover some of that stuff. You know, got a patriot out there, put some information out. Shout out to Crystal getting it together. We're going to cover, of course, what's making headlines all around the world. As great as this, as Atlanta is or has been the history of it, especially the economics that have came out of Atlanta. Now, we're being known as the laughing stock. I mean, we're going to play some video tonight. We're going to get there. But, oh, my goodness, as we're watching the district attorney of Atlanta, Georgia, I mean, just unraveling right before your eyes. And that's why I said they wish they could handle the pressure like Trump. Now, they mocked them and they laughed at them. Oh, look at them sitting there. Look at and look how she's giving them that look, giving them that eye. And then she get up there on the stand and go meltdown mode. breakdown mode. So we're going to play that video. But there's a lot of information coming out of there. And she all in purpose intention, looked like she has lied to the court. It was just not long ago, it was being said that she had no relationship with him prior to her bringing him onto the case. Well, look at him. It seems like he's saying something different. She's saying something different. But him and her buddy used to be friends are saying the same thing, that this relationship started well before he got brought on this case.
We the people were just okay. We were just quiet, sitting back. We was excited. Then when they started messing with him, no other choice but to step up.
Welcome, Patriot, Saints, friends, and family to the Apostolic Conservative Show. I'm your host, Will Jones, and I am mighty glad to have you with us on tonight as we are in this episode 600. Can you believe that? Can you believe it? 600 episodes, yes. The Apostolic Conservative Show have been here with you guys 600 episodes. Hey, look, guys, I'm going to be real with you on tonight. We definitely need your help. We're facing some difficulties right now. As we have talked about, many of the jobs that are getting cut all around the country. Yeah, well, the jobs cutting has reached home for us. We'll see how it goes. But, yeah, the job cutting has reached the Jones household. So just keep us in prayer. Things are already tight. But if any of you guys that, you know, maybe the Lord touch your heart, if you're in a way, you have a way that you can help us get through this hardship or this tough time. We appreciate it. We're going to keep fighting as best we can regardless. You know, we never got into this trying to make money and hadn't much been brought in on this. And so it never was that. And so we poured a lot into this, and I'm not crying about it, because I know there's many people that have ran for office, patriots out there, you know, that we love and that have put tens of thousands of dollars, you know, even hundred thousands of dollars into this over the years. So we're not crying on that note, but just being real with you, you know, it's kind of tough right now. But by the grace of God, we're going to endure it. We're going to battle through it. And we're going to keep our heads up. And we're going to continue to put truth out there as it is. Because we got to. When we look at what they have done to this, to our president. And as you look at what they are doing to us right now, it's ridiculous. Just think about it. They have the gates open, the doors open to allow people to flood on in all about the vote. and I say all about the vote, but I must say it's not all about the vote, because a lot of it is about this new world order, this globalism, this World Economic Forum agenda. And I continue to tell people, because this is where we can, these are the red pills we can wake people up in. When they start realizing, and we're talking to them about things where it's touching them on Main Street. It's touching them on Main Street when they go to the grocery store. It's touching them on Main Street when they want to go out to dinner in a plate that used to cost $20, $15 to $20. That same plate now is costing them, costing us, $50 to $75, where we could have got it the same plate $25 to $50 before. It is ridiculous what is going on, and it's all cumulative, because all of it is coming together. Because the more they open the doorway for radicalism, the more these globalist deep state actors on the Republican and the Democrat side, the more they continue to open the doorway and give way to this foolery. And as Steve Bannon called it, this buffoonery, as we let open doorway for this to continue to happen, it's just going to get worse. And there's never been an administration that has done the kind of things that it has done like this administration right here, who is not the real administration. But anyway, we're playing along with the game. The man that slept through the election process, the debates, slept through all of the campaign trail, got 81 million votes, as we continue to see these things be exposed. But look, I want to show, let's go here to this clip right here, just exposing this stuff even more. I keep hitting the wrong button. It's on me. And I did it again. Oh boy, where's my coffee at? That's what it is. I have not had my cup of coffee before the show. We're gonna get it together, guys. As soon as, let's see, we're gonna get it together. All right, and this is why I say I'm gonna go on further with this, because this is why I say it's a globalist agenda. I really believe they want all of us on, you know, committed to socialism. They want all of us submitted to socialism, because if we submit to socialism, then there is no more country. We can submit to the globalist order, and then we can open the doorway. See, all of these supposed to be Judeo-Christian folks that are backing the policies of these globalist and Democrat leaders. Notice I did say leaders, because a lot of them are just like a lot of people that are going along with this globalist and Democrat agenda. They're just like sheep. So they're just following the lead. They're not really paying attention to what's going on. They're not really paying attention that they're going against their own faith. And that's what's happening. A lot of them are going against their own belief. Many of them are pro-life. I'm talking about many Democrats. Many Democrats are pro-life. Many of them have our same conservative. They don't want high taxes. But somewhere or another, just like in the Bible, Paul in the book of Galatians had to ask them, who have bewitched you? Who have deceived you that you would go against your own Judeo-Christian values to support people just because they said that the other side is racist, just because they said the other side or this, that, and the other. When you see for yourself that there's only one side that is supporting the genocide of a population, that are supporting abortion, that these are the people don't want to talk about this, but it's a reality. And so when they're pushing these agendas, so when it, let me come back a little bit and get so I can get ready to go into this clip and you'll understand a little bit more what I'm talking about. They're pushing a globalist agenda for all of us to accept a new world order, a one world leader. Many of you read the Bible, you understand that in Revelations it talks about in the end times, there's going to be this one world ruler that's going to step up to bring peace in all of this. Well, for him to bring peace in all of that, he's got to do away with so many other things like those that stand up for our Judeo-Christian values. So what they're doing right now with the borders being wide open, let me make this clear. The borders are wide open. Yes, they want the vote. And yes, they want a military, because they're now talking about letting illegals gain citizenship by becoming or joining the military. This isn't anything strange. Now, let's back off the crazy talk about, people can't join the military to get their citizenship. United States have done that throughout history. The problem is, throughout history, the United States have taught the patriotism to those that come to our country about how great our country is and how great we're going to be and but this administration is pushing anti-American agenda. It's pushing a divisive agenda, and they just want foot soldiers. They want people that are willing to do what they want them to do, which is go against our Constitution. Because in many ways, they hate the Constitution. That's why they're always trying to find a way around it. That's why the president, Joe Bama Biden, has got rebuked by the highest courts in the land many times over, because they're trying to subvert the Constitution. Now, they were railing on President Trump for the executive orders that he used. Howbeit, the executive orders that he used made our country strong. Made our country stronger than it had been in a long time. And so the executive orders that he pushed were America first. They were pro-American agenda. Oh, and I got coffee to the rescue. Whoop, whoop. I got coffee to the rescue. Thank you, Lord. The marvelous, the effervescent Crystalina has brought the coffee to me. I can do the show now. I can do it. Let's do it. All right, let's go.
And now, free rent for some migrants in Maine. Taxpayers there are footing the bill for new apartments built specifically for these newly arrived border crossers. Not only a free roof over their heads, they have at least, wait for it, 2 years worth of rent paid for.
What they say?
And now, free rent for some migrants in Maine. Taxpayers there are footing the bill for new apartments built specifically for these newly arrived border crossers. Not only a free roof over their heads, they have at least, wait for it, 2 years worth of rent paid for.
Now, you know, I've talked about for a long time how they like to have crises in these different states, these liberal states and liberal cities. They want crises to continue to be in these cities. So the homeless population, where they continue to flood the streets like never before, they want homeless population because they can get emergency funds. But the emergency funds really doesn't trickle down to these people on the streets, to our veterans on the street. But at the same time, these situations could be eradicated. They could take care of the homeless population, remove them, get them psychological help that they need. But they don't want to spend the money there. They need the crises. They need them in this situation. So when you see that in these states, in these cities, they're able to put illegals up in housing for 2 years, pay rent for 2 years. They've been putting them in hotels. So hotels, them buying out hotels, is not good enough any longer. They run out of space. They're going in to rent the property. This is all a part of the global reset. I mean, as much as we fought against the global reset, the global reset has been worked. They have the greatest minds in the world coming together how to fool us and how to get over on us and how to deceive us so that they can push this globalist agenda. And this is really what's happening. This is the new world. This is the new world order. This is the global reset. I'm sorry, that is being implemented right before us. It is. Because when you look at houses, think about this. Who did COVID mainly affect? COVID mainly affected those that were elderly. You know, remember the average age was 78 years of death. And over a million people died. They were 78. They had comorbidities. So you had the elderly that died. And how many of them worked their butt off all their lives and ended up, you know, having property? That was the work hard generation. That was the generation that was Americana, that built the Americana that we live in now, and many of them got sick and died. And you know what? Their property went to their families. Their families were able to fight over their property and get the property and divide it up. And they got, many of them got wealth that they never would have got before, because many of their children was in the drug epidemic that just so happened to get ushered into the United States by the CIA. Oh, did I say that? Oh, well, hey, we've got enough evidence to know that everything that we thought was conspiracy, much of it has come out to be true, with MK Ultra and all of that stuff right there, that they drug people, keeping them awake for 72 hours on drugs to get them to hallucinate and all kind of things, and to do scientific studies from the Operation Paperclip that came from those Nazis that we thought they all incarcerated and executed and all for the heinous crimes that they did. Operation Paperclip brought them to the United States of America and abroad. Those are some deep topics, but they're real topics. And we've talked about that a long time ago. So let's go into some of the stuff that I know you guys really want to see.
And where, when did he come to, I guess, the condo? I'm not sure what you called it, condo apartment. Would he come and stay at that condo or visit you there?
What condo, what apartment? I want to be clear.
So not your house. I know you classified one as house and one as condo, so I'm trying to use those terms.
So there's been more that, see, what you don't understand is because of this case, I got to move. And so
if you could ask a more precise question.
Yes, please, give me the time period.
Mr. Wade visits you at the place you laid your head.
When?
Has he ever visited you at the place you laid your head?
So let's be clear, because you lied in this, let me tell you which one you lied in, right here. I think you lied right here.
You lied.
No. This is the truth,
Judge.
Hold on, calm down.
It is a lie.
Ms. Willis? Mr. Sena, thank you. We're going to take 5 minutes. Yes. We'll be back in five.
This is crazy. The judge steps in. This is crazy.
Stunning.
The judge steps in like you're losing it. You're about to lose your mind. And I'm going to have to do something to you. So I'm going to help you out. And I'm going to step back. I'm going to step off. I got to take a break. Let's take 5 minute break. Because she losing it. She was coming unhinged up there. Now they all want to be like Trump. But when it comes down to it, they can't handle the pressure that Trump takes on. It's crazy though. Just think about it. Now think about if President Trump, while he was down there, were wailing and going on like that and grabbing paperwork. And now there was one clip where she says, "I don't know who you think he is. I'm not on trial. These people are over here on trial. They're on trial for trying to steal an election. No, you have them on trial to persecute them because they were trying to be whistleblowers and exposing corruption that is going on through the election. So let's back off of that right there now. Let's hold off of that because you're not being honest. And this trial against President Trump should have never been brought. Because if we can't question an election like they have been doing on the left for the last past 20 some years, then we don't have a republic. We don't have liberty. We don't have freedom. And we have no way to safeguard ourselves from that type of stuff. And we continue to hear that so much happened under and leading up to the President Trump administration that you just couldn't expose it all because immediately President Trump couldn't expose it all immediately. They had to take time to expose this stuff, to give people the opportunity to be in the position to want to hear. You know, it's a lot of people hurting right now. And now they want to hear. They want to hear what happened. Check this out and how much those three-letter entities have been involved.
Of curating the 2016 Russia collusion hoax by asking foreign intelligence agencies to illegally spy on the Trump campaign.
Lucas Tomlinson in Washington with more. Lucas.
Good early morning, Carly and Todd. This report from Substack, citing multiple unnamed sources, claims the U.S. intelligence community asked foreign spy agencies to help spy on more than two dozen associates of Donald Trump in the run-up to the 2016 election. It reads in part, quote, President Barack Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, had identified 26 Trump associates for the Five Eyes to target. A source confirmed that the IC had identified them as people to bump or make contact with or manipulate. They were targets of our own IC and law enforcement, targets for collection and misinformation. Now, the Five Eyes nations are the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Here's one of the reporters, Michael Schellenberger, who spoke to Jesse Waters last night.
If this binder contains what we have been told that it contains, which may include raw intelligence, information showing that the U.S. government, the CIA and the intelligence community of the U.S. government, initiated the Russia collusion hoax, that it did not occur in the way that the official story, including the Durham investigation, had portrayed it, then that's extremely serious information.
The report was released at the same time House conservatives are preparing a bill that would reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence.
He caught them all. And they had to pull out all the stumps. We understand that Fannie Willis was up there in D.C. collaborating with the Biden administration on how they were going to bring these corrupt charges against the president. We get it. And they can play these little games all they want to. But we know what's happening. Appreciate you, Sheriff Hector. That, ain't that so, that's our dog's name, Hector. Oh, boy, Sheriff Hector. How about that? And he do walk around in here like he the sheriff. You ought to, I mean, I tell you, he walk around here. He got it made. Hector, our dog, he got it made. He tell us when we late on feeding him. He tell us when to come open the door for him. When he want to go outside, we jump to go running after him. Or running ahead of him, or he'll run up and lead the way, and he'll point, come this way. Sometimes he even get us up to go feed him. I mean, he's got it made. This little joker, he have us running this way and that way. And there we go. We go running. But who wanna clean up after the dog mess anyway? So we ain't got no choice but to get up there, open the door, and take him out. Oh my goodness. The thing we do for us animal lovers. Man, I wish I could just get back to the days of just just my country roots, just enjoying the country, enjoying life and animals, and just sitting on the dock, on the porch, and just crying and not doing and not worried about nothing. I wish this was the great America that I remember growing up in, where you didn't have people ransacking stores and shooting people and just all kind of ridiculous stuff and expecting not to have any consequences. You may have heard the report. I don't have the video right now, but there's a report up there in Michigan that there are illegal gangs that are running around robbing high, I guess you call it influential communities or financially set communities. They are robbing their houses. They're going from house to house in these gated communities. If they have a house that has woods around it, or it's up against the woods, and it's a wealthy looking house, they're going in. They're evading. They have to have some kind of technology where they're evading the police. They're evading the cameras, and they're getting in there and robbing these people of their jewelry or coins and oh man, it's crazy what they're doing. But they and what the police was saying is that basically, a lot of these are these gangs that were in California that were raiding Hollywood and wreaking havoc on them. And now they've migrated out to central Midwest, and you think they're gonna stop there? I mean, we've heard of some tragedies happen, so you know there's MS-13 and there's a whole lot worse, or just as worse as them, that are coming through our gates that are wide open. And so let's go into this, because they're using her, and we don't know whether Fannie done been blackmailed on herself. She, on the stand today, she acknowledged that she has violated campaign policies. She's acknowledged that she had, when the lawyer was asking her about her having cash and her using Cash App and cash at her house, she goes on a tirade saying, well, women ought to have some cash on the house, and I always take cash with me, and because I was brought up that don't let no man take care of you, and you always keep cash with you. So if the man don't have or don't want to pay for something or go acting funny, then you pay for it yourself. There can be some truth to that, but then at the same time, you are an elected official, and then you acknowledge that you took campaign money that you had and cashed it out, and you got the cash in your house. See, I wish that President Trump and these defendants who are bringing this to them, if they had the money to bring in people that were tougher, you know, because they got these little priestly little lawyers that, you know, want to be sweet and innocent and nice. And I mean, you be innocent, but I mean, want to be nice and just, look there. No, push back on that. When she get to with this jazzy, smart talking stuff, because she's getting out of character. And so don't make her make you lose your train of thought, your character of what you're trying, the point that you're bringing out. Don't, in other words, don't let her intimidate you. And that's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. In a lot of that cross-examining, I felt like it was some intimidation there going on. And she knows that. And that's something that a lot of people, a lot of these folks from Atlanta, you know, the people like her, they say, I don't, Mr. Wade, he likes to drink wine, but I like to drink, I don't forgot what it was, but it's a hard gin. She's like, I like to drink this. Well, she's trying to associate herself, make herself associate herself with the hood. And so she's like, I drink the cheap stuff. That's really what she was saying. I drink the cheap stuff. But as she have gone on, she came unhinged in that moment right there that we played earlier. And she lost it. And the judge basically bailed her out to let her gain her composure before she made even a much more spectacle of herself before the whole world. It's crazy how every time somebody on the left get unhinged, during the debates, President Trump and Joe Biden, when he couldn't answer, when he got flustered, and when he about to lose it, when he got caught in that moment, the commentator or the person that is, hosting it, steps in and changes the course, interrupts the flow. It always seems to be that people are willing to step in to help them out. the mistakes always seem to work in their favor. But I think it's mistakes like this for the whole world to see. That people in their right mind with sanity, you know, and looking at this in a clear way can understand what's really going on right here. So let's go to video from, I can't call him her sugar daddy because she the sugar mama. I want to call him sugar daddy, but he's not a sugar daddy because he's using his company card to pay for stuff. And then she's coming back to reimburse him with our tax dollars. Yeah, that's what it was. When man, this is so crazy. Reimbursing him. Remember, this whole thing is going on right here with her being on the stand because she decided to give her man a job where he has never had any experience as a trial lawyer and give him almost $1 million. Doing something that she said that she would fire other people for doing. Now, I mean, we played the interviews and the videos before where she talked about if anybody was caught in this, then she would get rid of them because they're not going to be having a relationship with subordinates and all of that. And now she's done the same thing and been doing it for a while. And you know what? For your good friend to flip on you like that, who you've been knowing since y'all went to school together, and you've been friend up until this stuff happened, you must have really ticked them off some kind of way for them to flip like that and to come against you like she has done with them. Or with her, rather. All right, come on, let's go.
You said in the affidavit that you roughly shared travel, though, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this roughly sharing travel, you're saying she reimbursed you?
She did.
And where did you deposit the money she reimbursed you?
It was cash. She didn't give me any checks.
So she paid you cash for her share of all these vacations?
Mr. Schaefer, you'll step out if you do that again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so all of the vacations that she took, she paid you cash for?
Yes, ma'am.
And you purchased all of these vacations on your business credit card, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you included those in deductions on your taxes, correct?
No, ma'am.
No, you did not?
No, ma'am.
Okay. We'll get to that in just a minute then.
Seems like to me there's a whole lot of money laundering going on. Didn't want her tracks to be traced. But you can do that for so long, only so long, of trying to hide the paper trail, that eventually it'll catch up with you. Let's go on to this video. I want to play exposing, and this young man is talking about how many slaves there are in the world today. And nothing has helped that cause or helped enslave more people than what's happening in Africa with these cobalt mines, mining for lithium and all of these different things that they're using to make these batteries. But I really believe that there a lot of enslavement is taking place with all of these illegals coming across the border, where they're going to be housed for 2 years. And they're going to be given free rent. They're getting money, but many of them sending money back home. And granted, they probably don't have a lot, but a lot of them do. And so a lot of them are just stacking up money. Look, these people many of them often have paid thousands of dollars, but a lot of them are just paying it off in other ways. There was a report that right here in Georgia, that in Atlanta, there's about 1,200 different houses that have been taken over by squatters. 1,200 that have been taken over by squatters, where they're just sitting there having parties. One of them was turned to even a strip club, where they were paying people to come see women dance. Right here in America, in Atlanta. So what do you think many of these other places going to get turned into? But drug houses and all kind of other things. It's a crying shame. Right here in America. And then let's go on to this video.
The average human slave sells for about $90 today. Just wrap your mind around that. These are 5 facts about human trafficking that will change your perspective about this world. There's about 20 to 40 million people enslaved right now due to human trafficking. The trafficking industry generates about $150 billion a year globally. It is the second largest crime industry in the world. It just passed the arms trade and is making its way up to the drug industry. More slaves have existed now than any other time in human history. If you take all the slaves that have existed in human history, even when it was legal and added them all up, it would still be less than there is today. There are literally human farms. Women are being essayed and impregnated so they could harvest the organs of babies. The children of this earth are not for sale. The first step into stopping human trafficking is to spread awareness. And with this account, I'm going to be doing just that. Join me and let's speak up for the voices that can't.
Millions. I was watching one clip earlier today, and it was a lady being interviewed. And in the interview, the news person that was interviewing her, a journalist that was interviewing her, was like, "Hey, what do you think about the illegals that are coming over here? What kind of fear do you have of it?" And she was like, "Oh, it's exciting. People just don't understand the illegals and the situation that they're in." And so she's brought an illegal into her home. And this lady has the audacity to say, "She's just like I have my own personal chef, because she loves to cook." I'll be doggone. There it is. They have opened the doorway to slavery. I'm trying to think of who. Someone posted that video, and I think it was over on X. And I was like, "You're absolutely right. They have opened the doorway to slavery again, just like that." And so now, as you recall, Illinois, New York governor is asking people to let slaves enter into their household. I mean, let illegals, really, they slaves to them. They're saying let them enter their households, and so that they can really turn into slaves and work for them. It's horrible. But people can't think about nothing else but get Trump on the left. While this joker right here that we're about to play, he's a big part of the reason why there's a lot of sex slave trafficking that's going on.
But I'm also here today to correct how the MAGA right has portrayed me for their political purposes, have impugned my character, invaded my privacy, attacked my wife, my children, my family, and my friends. For 6 years, I have been the target of the unrelenting Trump attack machine shouting, "Where's Hunter?" Well, here's my answer. I am here. Let me state as clearly as I can. My father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad, and certainly not as an artist. During my battle with addiction, my parents were there for me. They literally saved my life. They helped me in ways that I will never be able to repay. Yeah. Of course, they would never expect me to.
They let you be the bag man.
And in the depths of my addiction, I was extremely irresponsible with my finances. But to suggest is grounds for an impeachment inquiry is beyond the absurd. It's shameless. There's
the hypocrisy. This is crazy. I want to get to a video next that is from, I believe this is a video from Tucker Carlson over in Russia, going to the grocery store and just showing us a little bit of the difference in the pricing. Now, I don't honestly know how much Putin has let him travel around on his own and his crew without heavy surveillance. But it does look like it's an actual grocery store where he's at. And I don't think they've threatened him or, you know, with his life or anything. But it does show, and what he's trying to show with this video is the difference in economies, where inflation destroying economy policies are enacted here in the United States, while they're saying that Russia is falling apart and being through war. He's showing another side of it where we're falling apart and we're not in war.
I went from amused to legitimately angry. So we were guessing what this would cost. Everybody hears from the United States buys groceries, and we didn't pay any attention to costs as we were just putting in the cart what we would actually eat over a week. And we all came in around $400. It was $104 US here. And that's when you start to realize that ideology maybe doesn't matter as much as you thought, corruption. If you take people's standard of living and you tank it through filth and crime and inflation, and they literally can't buy the groceries they want, at that point, maybe it matters less what you say or whether you're a good person or a bad person. You're wrecking people's lives in their country, and that's what our leaders have done to us. And coming to a Russian grocery store, the heart of evil, and seeing what things cost and how people live, it will radicalize you against our leaders. That's how I feel anyway, radicalized. We're not making any of this up, by the way, at all.
Just think about that. We're paying, on average, four times as much as Russia is paying. And we're supposed to have policies enacted to make it hard for or difficult for them. And instead, we're the ones being crushed. Make it make sense. I'm just looking at something now over on X. Josh Dunlap with Ultra MAGA has shared explosive new documents have exposed a secret meeting organized by the cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency CISA that involved several power players, including officials from Dominion Voting Systems and the FBI, to discuss the 2020 presidential election with private companies and Democratic groups. They shared a post also with those comments from President Trump that says Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting system switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. I think this is an old tweet. I'm not sure, but I think it is. Because there isn't a, I guess they don't come with timestamps though. Well, they do at the bottom, and his doesn't have that. But I do want to show you something that is trending, and that is Aldi grocery store. One of the Patriots, which Crystal was able to find video over on Instagram. One of the Patriots brought this out about the racism and this equity junk that they continue to put.
In case you missed it, Aldi is hiring everybody but white people.
Did you have to?
I wasn't going to be that loud.
Jobs for Humanity is partnering with Aldi to build an inclusive and just employment ecosystem. We prioritize individuals coming from the following communities: refugee, neurodivergent, single parent, blind or low vision, deaf or hard of hearing, Black, Hispanic, Asian, military veterans, the elderly, the LGBTQVZIA, Cactus community, and justice impacted individuals. This position is open to candidates who reside in and have the legal right to work in the country where the job is located. Right from the website, diversity strengthens us. Our goal is to build a space where everyone who walks through our doors feels welcome.
What about rolling through your doors?
I have the progressive deafness card, but then I'm also a white female. I mean, what do I need, 2 out of 3?
Oh, Kamala hit Black woman, not gay, so she was only 2 out of 3, and she got the job.
Oh my goodness, this is what we've come to in America. Let's go over to Ratcliffe. I was so excited to hear from him because, you know, he was one of the ones that was beginning to expose the Russia collusion lie. And I hadn't heard from him in a long time. So let's hear what he has to say on as he was a guest on Maria Bartiromo.
The customer
Customs and Border Protection is telling us that the fastest growing group that they're encountering at the border is coming from our number one geopolitical adversary, China. How fast is it coming? Well, at the end of the Trump administration, we had 342 Chinese nationals in the year 2020. As you pointed out, we're at now 24,000 and 20,000 in the past 2 years. That's like a 7,000% increase. And so you're right. It's not a question of whether the People's Republic of China and the CCP is sending spies over here, human intelligence assets into our country. It's a question of how many.
They're coming over. It just appears that Joe Bama Biden is building up his army to really just bring our country to its heel. As we just heard over recently, the treason that him and Obama committed with the CIA director, John Brennan. We've talked about him. We've had all this information, and we've been talking about it now for about 4 years. And maybe just maybe now, some people, maybe the military, will step in to expose and, bring some justice in many of these scenarios. All right, we are going on. Let's see here. Where do we go? Oh, okay. Yeah. So Joe Rogan had a video where Karine Pierre was exposed for tweeting for Joe Biden, and she forgot she was on her personal tweet. I hadn't heard about this, so many of you might have already heard it, but she was tweeting for him. So this could be an older clip, but I've not seen it, so I'm going to play it. It is hilarious, but it lets you know that Joe is not doing nothing on his own. Where Trump was doing his stuff on his own and folks were mad, wanted him to take his Twitter account down, Joe can't even do his own.
The White House press secretary lady got busted tweeting as Biden.
Stupid.
The worst White House press secretary lady ever. But she got caught tweeting as Biden.
I mean,
on her account. She forgot to switch accounts.
No.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You didn't see that?
No.
Investing in America means investing in all America. When I ran for president, I made a promise that I would leave no part of the country behind. Like,
no.
So she's treating as the president.
No.
But now we know who writes that stuff.
No.
Yes. The White House press secretary.
Still with you. Oh. Or go back.
Something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning and I'm an elderly man and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
That's totally out. How bad is your memory and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad I let you speak. That's
my memory. Your memory has gotten worse, Mr. President.
My memory is not gotten. My memory is fine. My memory. Take a look at what I've done since I become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got past. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
Oh man, I'm sitting over here laughing because I was rolling through. Twitter, X, and they showing was the ill Donald Trumpo is showing Yeah, they show, they took a PBS NewsHour video of Wade being on trial, and they got him as though he's daydreaming, like as before he answers questions, like he's trying to recall how to respond to these questions, and they're showing like him fantasizing of Big Fanny with it on. It is hilarious. Oh my goodness. They wrong for that. Let me tell you. They got in all kind of swimsuits or whatever. Like, they wrong. And you know it's memes and they photoshopped it and stuff. Oh my goodness. On another note. Mike Johnson stood up and said that he would not be allowing or going with the $95 billion that the Senate passed on their side, that they would, it would be dead on arrival. They would push back. We'll see how that goes. So hopefully Mike Johnson, majority leader of the House of Representatives, hopefully they will continue to stand fast. Looking at Dom Lockery, breaker of narratives, has posted within the last hour, Edward Snowden published strong evidence confirming CIA masterminded entire Russia collusion hoax leveraged against President Trump. The CIA engaged in money laundering in Ukraine on behalf of the Biden administration. If you guys want to see something deep, you can go back to, we had an episode that we shared, that we played on the show, and it is about Ukraine, and their tie, and the Obama-Biden administration with the regime change in Ukraine in 2014 and how they connected with, basically taking over the banks over there so that they could money launder money over there. And I'm going to see if I can't get, oh, it's over on, oh man, on Telegram. Okay, so that's okay. We'll pull it up. Hold on, guys. Let me pull it up on there. It's getting late anyway. We're going to get ready to get out of here. But I want to see, what was that at? Yeah. I mean, it's on. I don't know that that's the real deal right there, because it's showing Edward Snowden with only two followers. Let me see something. We did have an Edward Snowden on here that I was following, but it was saying that it was a fake account. But the stuff that they was dropping, it always had a lot of real information on there. So I'm just gonna take a look back and see if this is on there or. Where Don Lockery has shared. He normally shares some reputable things on there. Hold on, guys. I'm going to see if I can pull that up. There's one with 22,000 followers or subscribers on here. So is that it? I don't think so. Former CIA chief of mass. How many politicians? Oh, that ain't. I ain't gonna get into that right there. All right, so I don't have enough time to go through this right here to try to figure out where Dom was sharing it from. I do know what I can do, guys. And it's pretty much what we do in researching, going and finding information, and then we go and do a deep dive on it ourselves. Bringing the show to a crawl right now, trying to find it. Okay, so that are not working for me. But as soon as I got ready to do it, I think I found what I was looking for, and I went to another page. Alright, so we'll keep it moving. Oh, wait a minute. I found it. I found him. Alright. So here we are. Oh! Hey, check this out. He's showing that they are. They are partying up over there off our money. Hold on. This is what I was talking about right here as I pulled that up from Dom Lockery. Edward Snowden published strong evidence confirming CIA mastermind. Now, I don't know what it's going to do, but I'm going to click on this and we'll see where it should open up in my Telegram. That's why I'm thinking it's not what we thought it was, because it's opening up in that because I haven't joined. Oh, now this is the one that is circulating right here too.
Democratic Republic of the Congo is a country in the fight against global warming and renewable energies, and Kolwezi is the world capital of cobalt. Multinationals control the system of artisanal exploration of cobalt in the Democratic Republic of Congo, following the exponential increase in the production of lithium-ion batteries. The Kasolo area discovered huge deposits of cobalt. The populations dug tunnels everywhere under their houses in order to meet the needs of survival, to the point of causing the collapse of the streets. This is how the whole district was evacuated in favor of the Chinese multinational Huayu Cobalt with its subsidiary Congo Dongfang International Mining, CDM. The working conditions are deplorable because the diggers dive to 10 meters in very dangerous tunnels without safety equipment, with a very high risk of landslide without oxygen devices and exposure to very harmful dust. Despite multiple reports and measures banning children from mining sites, children still persist in playing a role in the supply chain of cobalt. We have always noticed their presence at the places where minerals are washed. The working conditions of women and children, especially underage girls who have been impregnated and abandoned by their parents on the Kamilumbe artificial lake, show how they are exposed to bacterial infections as well as violence and sex abuse to provide for their children. Acceptable to see the conditions in which the people of the areas of Kapata, Musunoi, Chipuki are allowed by big mining companies like Komus, Sickle Mines, Kamoto Copper Company, a subsidiary of Glencore, to live in such misery. Approach is to encourage the end users of minerals from artisanal mining to invest in the process of taking the path of international pressure on the companies at the head of the production supply chain, and also to finance directly socio-economic and environmental projects with the local NGOs.
Remember that talk, the NGOs. They're using them to get them over here. But not from that place right
there.
This is why
we are calling on automotive companies such as General Motors, Ford, Tesla, BMW, VW, and H companies such as Apple, Samsung, Nokia, Huawei, and as well as large commodity trading companies such as Glencore, Trafigura, and Ivanhoe to put their weight behind us. We know that they have the power to condition supply on respect for fundamental human rights.
My.
And then somebody said something to you to tell me about that experience.
Yeah, so there was a lady who pushed her way forward into the concert venue into the first row, and she started messing with another lady and told us that we are all going to die tonight.
Do you know why she was saying that? I mean, was this after the shots were fired? Or
it was about 45 minutes before the shots were actually fired, but then she was escorted out by security.
How does that make you feel? I mean,
it makes me feel uncomfortable, especially coming here for my 21st birthday and not knowing if I'm safe, not even knowing if I'm safe going home tomorrow on an airplane, so.
And how did you get out of the venue after this all happened?
We actually weren't there whenever the shooting had occurred. We had already left about maybe 10, 15 minutes before that. But we just barely made it back into our room whenever it started.
And, I mean, were you thinking, oh my gosh, this woman told us that before we left?
Yeah, I thought it had a positive correlation to it. Like, obviously, she was telling us that either to tell us to warn us or to tell us that we were all going to die, and she was part of it, so.
Okay, we're going to ask you a question here. Go ahead.
So I have a question. Let's nail this down so that it's a matter of record. I want to know the description of this woman. We hear that this woman who made her way to the front of the stage and then told a lot of people, you're all going to die tonight. I want to know from this witness here on scene.
Whew. We've heard a lot of stuff about that. All right, guys. Let's get off. We got to get ready to bring it to a wrap. What a show. What a show. A lot of information. And thank you guys for joining us here on the Apostolic Conservative Show. Before we get out, I got to share this. I'm right here. It seems like Mitch McConnell has been the one holding up the reports from the videos from J6 from all of them being released. Credible source tells me Speaker Johnson has been fighting to release the J6 tapes, but is being stopped by Mitch McConnell. Mitch is claiming the sergeant at arms is against the release, but my sources say that that's a lie. Mitch needs to come clean. Is he blocking release of the J6 tapes? Is he protecting against disclosure of this role in minimizing security that day? And this is exclusive scoop from DC Drano. You know, we got reports of representatives' family member dying in a car crash. What was it, yesterday or 2 days ago? Mitch's relative, close relative, in-law. These people ain't playing. People were next to surrounding them will die mysteriously in car wrecks. Doesn't it remind you of something similar that happened down here in Georgia when Governor Kemp was one of our biggest fighters? And we just knew that he was going to stand up for election integrity the way that he stood with President Trump so many times, and that he would be a part of exposing this deep state apparatus. And unfortunately, he lost his daughter's fiance in a car crash. And then all of a sudden, it all changed. You guys remember that, don't you? I want to play this video right here. I did see it earlier today, and I didn't get it. But
where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession? Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I work for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49. Whoever you wanted to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials, like the county boards of elections, could detect?
They'd never see it.
Mr., would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So how...
So many times over and over again. And the night is getting late. We're going to have to get up out of here. Oh, this is the video that I want where Nathan Wade admits to having the relationship. So instead of her, you know, her acknowledging and saying that it didn't happen before she hired him on, he acknowledges that he did.
May 30th, 2023, had you had sexual relations with Miss Willis?
Yes, Mr. Gillen. Let's start with at the higher level whether he believes he answered it truthfully, and then we can get, drill down into why or why not he doesn't, and maybe we'll end up exactly where you left us.
Well, but again, Your Honor, the point of it is that the words matter, and that we have to establish what did and did not happen, and then he can give whatever explanation he chooses to what apparently is a false answer. But I would like an answer to my question.
And you may get one. I just would ask, I would like us to start at the high level before we drill down to specifics to see whether he actually contradicted that interrogatory, if I'm making sense.
Well, the interrogatory is relatively direct and explicit. Sexual relationships with a person other than your spouse during the course of the marriage, including the period of separation. That's pretty simple.
Sure. Let's see if that's something you can get him to admit.
You did have sexual relationships with someone other than your spouse.
I don't know. I'll have a concern about this judge.
And during the period of separation, which included up to May 30th, 2023, isn't that correct, sir?
My answer to this interrogatory is none. Is no.
So you're saying that you did not have sexual relationships with anyone outside of your marriage, and the period of separation is during the period, then you're answering the question to this interrogatory, correct, sir?
I'm saying during the course of my marriage, I did not have sexual relations to anyone, and this answer's no.
Well, again, Your Honor,
you can proceed, Mr. Gill.
We need a yes or no. Let's just get down to it. Did you or did you not, by May 30th, 2023, have had sexual relations with Miss Willis, yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what you did...
Oh, my goodness. Boy, they fighting word game. There's a word game fight like never before going on over there. It's crazy. All right, we got to get out of here. I know I keep saying it, but I got to do it now. All right, so let's do this as we are literally getting out of here. Let's go to our moment in the word, because we believe that a moment in the word can change your life. A moment in the word can change my life. And a moment in the word can change anyone's life. And yes, I know you guys can hear the sound, different sound in the mic. I'm actually holding the mic up now. One of these days, I'm going to find a holder, a bracket, for my boom mic and bring that back on, and the quality will be so much better than what it's been. But once again, we can do so much more, and if we could get your help, your assistance, we appreciate it too. So today's reading will come from John chapter 20, verse 26 through the 28. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Thomas, looking at Jesus after he's realized that God, the God man, was right there with him and in the flesh had risen from the dead. The only response you could have was, "My Lord and my God." God who came down through 42 generations to pay the price that we could not pay, gave himself for a ransom. My God and my Lord. When you get Jesus, you get the Father in creation. You get the Son in redemption. And you get the Holy Ghost in the believer. God's Spirit on the inside is God Almighty living on the inside of you. And oh, how beautiful it is when you can tap into a source that goes beyond any strength that you could ever imagine. That kind of strength that causes you to go through turmoils and trials like, and other people cannot even imagine how you make it through it, because he gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding. And I want to encourage you today, whoever it is under the sound of my voice, that Jesus loves you. He will be with you. He will strengthen you. He will help you overcome. Continue to seek his face. Continue to seek his will. And he will show himself strong on your behalf. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us tonight on the Apostolic Conservative Show, where I'm your host, Will Jones, and we are the new news in Christian format while debunking the mainstream media. Please keep Crystal and I in your prayers as we strive to do the will of God for our lives, knowing that no matter what happens, we're all in this together, and where we go one, we go all.
And where, when did he come to, I guess, the condo? I'm not sure what you called it, condo apartment. Would he come and stay at that condo or visit you there? I'm sorry, visit you there.
What condo, what apartment? I want to be clear.
So not your house. I know you classified one as house and one as condo. So I'm trying to use those terms.
So there's been more. See, what you don't understand is because of this case, I got to move. And so I
need to. If you could ask a more precise question.
Yes, please give me the time period.
Mr. Wade visits you at the place you laid your head.
When?
Has he ever visited you at the place you laid your head?
So let's be clear, because you lied in this. Let me tell you which one you lied in. Right here. I think you lied right here. No. This is the truth,
Judge.
It is a lie.
Ms. Will? Mr. Sainow, thank you. We're going to take 5 minutes. Be back in five.
Stunning.
You said in the affidavit that you roughly shared travel, though, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this roughly sharing travel, you're saying she reimbursed you?
She did.
And where did you deposit the money she reimbursed you?
Oh, it was cash. She didn't give me any checks.
So she paid you cash for her share of all these vacations?
Mr. Schaefer, you'll step out if you do that again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so all of the vacations that she took, she paid you cash for?
Yes, ma'am.
And you purchased all of these vacations on your business credit card, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And you included those in deductions on your taxes, correct?
No, ma'am.
No, you did not?
No, ma'am.
Okay. We'll get to that in just a minute then.
And now, free rent for some migrants in Maine. Taxpayers there are footing the bill for new apartments built specifically for these newly arrived border crossers. Not only a free roof over their heads, they have at least, wait for it, 2 years worth of rent paid for.
In case you missed it, Aldi is hiring everybody but white people. Did you have to?
I wasn't going to be that loud.
Jobs for Humanity is partnering with Aldi to build an inclusive and just employment ecosystem. We prioritize individuals coming from the following communities: refugee, neurodivergent, single parent, blind or low vision, deaf or hard of hearing, Black, Hispanic, Asian, military veterans, the elderly, the LGBTQVZIA cactus community, and justice impacted individuals. This position is open to candidates who reside in and have the legal right to work in the country where the job is located. Right from the website. Diversity strengthens us. Our goal is to build a space where everyone who walks through our doors feels welcome.
What about rolling through your doors?
I have the progressive deafness card. but then I'm also a white female. I mean, what do I need, 2 out of 3?
Oh, well, Kamala hit black woman, not gay, so she was only 2 out of 3, and she got the job.
Biden's giving this neighborhood $25 million.
Ah! Oh! Whoa, $25 million.
Wow, what the hell? Are you serious? Right.
USA, USA.
What do you think it should be spent on?
The schools, the parks.
The illegal immigration problem.
Fresh fruits, vegetables.
This is life.
That elevator over there, broken. These houses, dirty.
Recreation for the kids to get out the street.
Well, sorry. He's spending it all so you could charge your electric scooter.
Get the fuck out of here, Joe.
I don't like that. That's ghetto.
What?
He's spending it on chargers? Man, they need to charge his brain.
They had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
Biden says once he installs these chargers for electric scooters, there will be less racism.
How does that equal less racism?
Come on, you're kidding me. There's no racism here.
There's actually...
Time to make the switch. Time to get away from the big box stores. You can come to mylibertybox.com/APCO. Why? Because we are under the impression that the products we buy at big box stores are safe for our families, but they're not. Here's why you should join with over 2 million people who already made the switch. Never ever hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA prime beef. Affordable prices. Non-toxic everyday products for the entire family. Support USA family and freedom, made in the USA. Our purchases make a big difference. For decades, we have bought the wrong products at the wrong stores. Many brands of consumers' goods at big box stores are owned by a few mega corporations. Many natural products are also part of these conglomerates. Own your beauty naturally. Switch to the safer cosmetics. Vitamins, only the best supplements and vitamins. MyLibertyBox.com/APCO. MyLibertyBox.com/APCO. Remember, Free Prayer Rally, Pastors for Trump, coming to Powder Spring, Georgia, Thursday the 29th. You never know who might show up there. Also, remember Robert Jones for Douglas County Coroner. He is cooking butts, the Boston butts, for you guys, and you can check that out and order yours with him to help him in that campaign.
Then when they start messing with them, no other choice but to step up.
than angels loving it. The covenant with Jesus keeps on getting even sweeter. I love to pledge allegiance to the one that gave us freedom. He did it by his bloody shed for you and me, and he hung on that rugged cross for us all. Let his will just be done. His fingerprints, they be stitched in our fabric. No escaping this. If you want it, you can have it. The wages of sin is death when you cash in. Turn away and repent. The next, it is baptism. In the name of Jesus, to X out your past sins. Watch the Holy Ghost fall like it did in Acts 10. After starting all things that we do, Master taught us be great, take a broom. After all, so we gain when we lose.